Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. We continue with Pel Yoitz, Oyes Aleph, Shin number 50, discussing Avos Yisrael. We should love our fellow brothers, Klal Yisrael, Yidin, by feeling their tzar, by feeling their pain. The question that Pel Yoitz poses now is a very practical question. How do I come to acquire this love of another fellow Jew? How do I come to acquire this love? What do I do? And he answers the question based on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that filu bizman sharashoy mitzar shchina mitzta'eres. There's a Mishnah that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my arm hurts, my head hurts, koloni miroishi, koloni mizroi. My head hurts, my arm hurts. When is this? When is this taking place? When the Yid is bitzar. When the Jew is in pain and suffering, Hashem says, my head hurts, my arm hurts. And the Mishnah elaborates, what type of Yid are we talking about? No, it's phenomenal. The more we think about this and take time to digest what's being said from this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin, it's also in Chagig who talks about it, Tesvav. This is a person who is deemed to be a Rasha. A Rasha. He's an evil person. Who decided this? Bezdin. The Jewish court. There are witnesses. He is now going to be killed with one of the four mises of Bezdin. Skilus Sefer Harigachenik. This person is going out to be killed, and Hashem says, Koloni miroishi. My head hurts. My child is going to be in pain. I'm in pain. Not a tzaddik, a rasha. But he's Hashem's child. And Hashem says, my head hurts, my arm hurts. Explains the Pel Yoitz. We all want to alleviate the tsar, the pain, kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem is, as we say, in pain, kiviyachol, as if to say in pain, when a Rasha is going to be in pain, Allah has come with how much more so. How much more so? An average Yid, a regular person, is not a Rasha. And if he's suffering, Hashem's in pain. So we have to love Hashem. And therefore, when you see somebody who is down and out, try to pick up his spirits. When you pick up his spirits, you're taking away the pain from Hashem. When a person is at ease and in a tranquil situation in life, the Shechina is also at ease and benachas. Therefore, a person who loves Hashem, v'ahavta es Hashem l'kecha v'chol l'vav v'chol nashecha v'chol me'adecha. You love Hashem? And you want to rejoice with Hashem's rejoicing, and feel the pain of the other Yid. Why should you feel the pain? Because as we said yesterday, because if you feel the pain, mispalo, daven for the person. And I bumped into somebody not too long ago. And he says to me, you know, I was looking for your number. I wanted to contact you. I said, I think you have my number. I said, I have your number. What do you want to contact me about? He said, I wanted to tell you something. He said, I wanted to tell you that I'm going through a lot of tzaras right now. A lot of difficulties. And he starts listing them off. And he says, I wanted to contact, I'm thinking like, what does he want to contact me for? He said, I wanted to contact you. Can you daven for me? That's what he wanted to contact me. Can you daven for me? I'm no miracle worker. He's a friend of mine. I bumped into him. And that's if you think it's remarkable. I'm telling you, the man was down and out. But something gave him, lifted his spirits. That the tefillah, can you daven for me? He was thinking of somebody, a friend of his. Can you have me in mind in your tefillahs that things should work out with my family? And that's exactly what we're learning over here. This person came to me. You know, it's a good idea for us to sincerely mean it and go over to other people also. You know, I called up somebody yesterday. I asked him, how's your foot doing? I know he has a foot issue. So then he starts telling me, okay. You know, then he says, so how are you doing? How's your health? So I said, you know, it's funny you ask. My gout was actually acting up yesterday. And my foot was actually hurting me yesterday. So I took some medicine. Baruch Hashem was feeling better. But let's not just pass by the person. How are you doing? You know, the person can tell you, I'm dying. Okay, have a nice day. So what was that? I once passed by a person. He was pushing. He had in his baby carriage. He put a watermelon. So as a joke, I passed by. I said, it's a cute baby. So smiles. Thanks. I was making a joke. You know, I don't think he heard what I said. In order not to have to schlep the watermelon, he put it in the carriage. Avas Yisrael is Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is Avas Yisrael. If we love other Yidden, other Jews, that means we love Hashem. And when we, how do you express it? Be mishtatef. Feel their pain. Daven for them. Sincerely. And imagine that. Imagine if a person can take away the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivyachol, as if to say Hashem has pain, but that's how we're taught, we're learned, we learn this, right? When you see somebody who needs a little assistance, physically, emotionally, whether it's to carry something, whatever it might be, whether it's financially, whatever it might be, and a person can help him out, you know what that means now? He takes away the pain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are people who have daigas and worries. And when a person can help that person take away his daigas and worries, he's taking away the daigas and pain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, his children, are all one. They're all one. And Hashem feels, kivyochol, the pain of his children. V'oifin k'nias ava, said the Pel Yois, the way to acquire this ava is to feel the pain of Hashem. When Hashem feels the pain of another Yid Bitzar, and then let's feel that pain of the Yid Bitzar and do something about it. Help him as much as we can, including that helping is his tefillahs as well.